The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
How come I never seem to get a pay rise when everyone else seems to? Said Jared. My name is David Holman. Welcome to the Self-Belief Chief podcast. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't done so already to catch up with the latest episodes. We're always releasing episodes, so make sure that you're subscribing if you haven't done so already. And let's begin. So Jared came to me and he wanted to earn more money in his job, like a lot of people do. They want to get paid their true worth. They want to get paid for the value they provide. And Jared's saying, look, I've had a few meetings about asking for a pay rise. I just don't get it. I don't ever receive that extra money, but other people I work with do. He says, I work really hard and I deserve to be paid more money. And, you know, I stay long hours and I really put in the time and I connect with people and I run projects. Why can't I get a pay rise? So I asked Jared, tell me what you said to your manager or the department when you asked for your last pay rise. He goes, okay, I will. He said, well, I told them that, you know, I am always the first one in and the last one to leave. I told them I'd successfully run these three projects this year. And I, you know, on top of that, seem to be well liked in the department. And I get on with people. And, you know, for the work that I've been doing, I you know, would like an extra 5,000. I said, okay, so here's the problem. What they've heard is you say, I put in hours, I work hard, I've run some projects, I want £5,000 extra. So in their head, they're trying to do a math calculation and they're going, does all of that really equate to £5,000 extra? You know, maybe someone else could come in and easily be the first one in and the last one to leave and run those three projects and get on with people. Lots of people that can do that. So is that really worth an extra £5,000? No, I don't think it is necessarily. At least it'll put a doubt in their mind whether it really is. So I said to Jared, so here's what we need to do. You mentioned those three projects. Tell me about those three projects. He said, okay, well, what are these projects? Helped to bring in five new clients, and that's helped generate an extra 40,000 for the year for the company. I said, well, hang on. You ran a project that brought in new connections, valuable connections that brought in an extra 40,000 for the year. And he said, yes. And he said, and will that be year on? I said, will that be year on year? He said, in all likelihood, yeah, we'll maintain those relationships. I said, so that is where we can look at the pay rise. We haven't even gotten to talk about the other two projects or all the other work that he does yet. But let's just take that one bit as an example. If he goes into his meeting asking for a pay rise, but what he does is he says, look, this year I created a project, I ran this project. We brought in five new clients, five new relationships that are going to generate £40,000 year on year. And I would like an extra £5,000. They then do the maths of going, okay, so for that extra 5,000, we bring in 40,000 extra year on year. So they're making a profit based on paying you more money. So that maths makes sense to them. We don't want to lose this person. We could lose out on 40,000 a year because maybe Jared leaves and he takes those relationships with him. and they go, you know, maybe they like Jared and they want to work with him, and they take that 40,000 and go somewhere else. Let alone Jared, you know, the other projects that make money or maybe have created relationships or whatever it might be. If you're thinking about it in terms of yourself, you need to work out what is the actual value that you're providing for the work you do. Now, it's obviously very helpful if you can talk about it in financial value, right? In terms of money that's going to be brought in. That's the sort of the easiest way to talk about it. But if it's not, you know, sometimes you can't work it out in terms of a financial thing. So maybe you can work it out in terms of, you know, recruitment and who you've managed to bring in and the value of those relationships and the different ways that they're valuable and the work that that's been able to sort of, maybe it's helped elevate brand awareness for the business and you've got, you know, statistics around that. Okay. Maybe you can collate lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of feedback that has very specific feedback about the role that you play and find the value in there that other people can't provide. Not just we like this person and they're nice. People might be continuously giving you feedback that is something unique to you. And they go, we can't lose that because we can't lose this person that puts a really good impression in other people's minds of this company. They're a perfect ambassador and representative in a way that other people couldn't do. Not just saying we're happy and we're smiley. People in their heads will think lots of people can surely do that. Even if that's not true, they'll think maybe other people could. So you want to do it as a sort of a sum, which is if I want 5,000, I need to be displaying that in some way, shape or form, I'm providing 5, 6, 7 times more value for that extra 5,000. Because if you can't demonstrate that and you're just asking for 5,000, they're going, but 5,000 for what? Even if they don't say that, that's what they'll be thinking. But if you can demonstrate that for that 5,000, you're actually providing 5, 6, 7 times more value already, then they'll go, oh, okay, actually, yeah, we don't want to risk losing this person because it's of value to the company. So you need to think of it in terms of a net value. What is the cost of them losing you? Right, what is the cost of them losing you? And is it worth them paying you an extra 5,000, whatever the number is for you, right, in terms of what you want to pay, right? So maybe it's £500, or maybe it's £1,000, maybe it's £10,000, £20,000, whatever it might be. Is then doing that bit of sum in terms of actually, it makes sense for them to pay me the money because they'll make this in return, or they'll have this in return that's significantly more valuable. Not that you think it's more valuable, that the business would find it more valuable. You're not writing down what you think is valuable. You're writing down what they think is valuable. And that's the key. The mistake Jared was making, as I explained to him, is you're talking about it in terms of what you value, right? Find out what the business values on top of money, obviously, and equate it to that £5,000 gets the business what they value most. And then you'll be in the right ballpark to have that conversation. And even if you can't work that out, get a commitment from them saying, what would allow me to have that pay rise? Find that out, get that bit of information, and then get a commitment. If I do X, is there a commitment that I'll be paid Y? Get that commitment. Because even if they can't pay you that moment, they might be able to give you that key of going, you just need to do this. And you might go, oh yeah, I can do that. Okay, great. And say, if I can do that, will that, you know, move my salary to this point? Is there a commitment for that? And then get that commitment, go ahead, and then you can work towards that pay rise. And that's what we did with Jared. And guess what? He got his pay rise. My name is David Holman. If you change today, today will change your life. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your life. Feel free to visit the Self Belief Chief website to find out more about today's episode. Or we'll put a link in the description if you want to schedule some time with me for free to discuss us working together. Otherwise, I'll speak to you very, very soon. Just one more thing before you go. So I hope you're enjoying the daily episodes. We put in a lot of work to keep providing content because to create permanent change needs consistency. To get that consistency, we want to make sure we keep providing you value on a daily basis. But to keep up with that pace, could we ask for one very small favor? If you could take the time to leave a 5-star rating either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll put a link in the description for you to be able to do so. That really, really helps us out and helps us to keep providing content as frequently as we do. And we'll do one more thing to provide some extra value. If you take a screenshot of your rating or review and send it to selfbeliefchief@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram, I will provide you with a free coaching session with myself. Okay, so it'd be fantastic if you could leave that 5-star rating so we can keep providing content. Just simply click on the link in the description. It'll take you 20 seconds. And if you want to go one step further, take a screenshot of that rating and review, send it to selfbeliefchief@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram and we'll arrange a free coaching session for you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day and see you on the next episode.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.